By these National Recycling Week, South Africa generates around 107.7 million tons of waste annually. Only 10% of the waste produced has been recycled and 90% is diverted to overcapacitated landfill sites or illegally dumped. Recycling is rapidly emerging as one of the key drivers of business transformation globally. For South Africa, it has huge potential to help the country find ways to build a more inclusive economy and actually create millions of jobs. Now, we're speaking to the co-founder of Boomba.mobi, Nondumiso Sibiya. It's a company which was founded as an answer to illegal dumping in deep slit. Good afternoon, Nondumiso.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, good. Nondumiso, can you tell us more about Boomba.mobi?
So Boomba.mobi is a waste management business. We actually work with garden waste. We do also do separation at source and make awareness to our customers about the importance of recycling.
And so what is the importance of a commemorative day such as having this National Recycling Week that we're in?
So, the network is a bit of a mess. Could you repeat that, please?
What's the importance of this having this week such as National Recycling Week?
The importance is just the awareness, but not only the awareness. I think as a person who's actually involved in recycling, I've become so aware that I can't throw things away and that people around me get to do the same. So the people are aware about recycling, but the more important thing is to be active in practicing recycling, separating waste and giving people who actually live off from that waste. In that way, we ensure that there is limited non-recyclable or recyclable waste that goes into the landfill, and we are then able to repurpose the waste and to make use of it in different ways.
Yeah, that's very important. So when it comes to entrepreneurs, how can entrepreneurs unlock the opportunities inherent in waste, that's involved with waste? How can they unlock these opportunities that we don't have so much waste and we can actually use it?
So entrepreneurship, it's quite an interesting thing because we learn different things through constantly empowering yourself as entrepreneurs. We get to collaborate. The important thing is collaboration because we can't do everything on our own. For example, me as a business owner, I found out that there's a guy who's actually taking plastics and turning them into diesel. Yes, he cannot sell it currently, but he can actually give it away for NGOs to use. So I collaborate with that person because I get constant plastic, but I don't do any recycling in the plastic space. So as entrepreneurs, we constantly have to look out for ways on how we can use the waste that we get through servicing our customers and then work with that waste to make it a resource and not just a nuisance in our environment. Ultimately, actually, damaging our climate and environment and surroundings.
Yeah, when it comes to those opportunities, then we know that the small businesses are very important. From you, I want to know, what is the importance of supporting the small businesses within the sustainable enterprises in the space?
I think the importance is very huge. The thing is, as a social enterprise, most of the time, even though we make margin as a way of living and getting an income, sometimes we don't have the capacity to actually go full force and to grow as a business. So when companies as big, for example, can be banks such as Nedbank or any other corporate, when they sponsor the SMEs, what they do is that they enable the good work to not be limited to what the entrepreneur would be exposed to, but to grow. For example, if you are recycling waste in the community phase, you can actually also start a franchise where you go into other communities and you make it easy for people to recycle and to see recycling as something that is not hard, but that is doable and that is very good for our environment.
I believe that there's a partnership between you and Nedbank. What does this partnership between yourself, that is Boomba.mobi and Nedbank, mean for this industry?
So the partnership with us is that they've helped us to actually grow, acquire assets that we need, such as machinery, in order for us to do our composting. This actually helps us to scale and not only just scale, but improve and to actually employ people in our township. So that actually goes and ripples into actually having kids that have parents that work in the end. And what happens is that kids don't go around committing crime. Mm. They actually do have food to expect in the table. So as I said, partnerships with people or corporates who actually want to improve their lives, they don't only do it to a business, but the ripple effect goes to the next generation, which ends up being able to benefit and see the value of recycling and being a social entrepreneur. And possibly we could inspire a lot of young kids who can actually make a beautiful country that is valuing waste and turning waste into something valuable.
Okay, now let's talk a bit more about the circular economy. Why is it an exciting opportunity to make a significant impact on South Africa's socio-economic indicators?
I think what it does, the cycle of waste, it actually means that this thing starts as a resource. It ends up being a resource instead of going into the ground. What that means is that it's a continuous cycle that doesn't end. And in that sense means it's cradle to grave, which means that there is less waste, which then obviously translates to no waste in the landfill, and that means it saves space. So the circular economy is a very beautiful sector to be in. It enables us to extract value in everything that we have. I mean, like the old people, they don't know how to throw away things. They fix them, they change, you know. Like plastic now can even be a brick. Like, what do we have to throw away? We learn to be innovative with what we have and to improve its lifespan. Yes. That's what I think is important about the circular economy.
Thank you for your time. Much appreciated. We hope we'll to speak to you very soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Goodbye. That was Nondi Mwiso Sibiya speaking about the co-founder of Bumba Mobi, speaking about the National Recycling Week. It's put focus on the economic opportunities in this industry and how important it is for us that instead of throwing away, how to recycle.